Tom Hickey is about to join us from the Sydney Swans change rooms, which would be absolutely ecstatic all comers in red and white tonight after an enormous game from the four club ruckman, and he's in career best form at the age of 30. Tony Shaw, David Schwartz and Bruce Eva here on 3W Football. Tom, congratulations. It was simply a monumental performance.
Thank you so much, guys. It was incredible. The SCG was rocking when Patch hit that goal, and it was unbelievable.
Tom, Tony Shaw here, mate. Incredible game. I was talking to David Schwartz, and I said, sometimes in your career you have games where you could go the wrong positions and you still get the ball. Does that feel like that for you tonight? Because, you played some good football in your career, but, that was just an incredible performance by yourself individually.
Just probably popped in my lap a couple of times, but I've been in plenty of good spots in my career and got absolutely none of it. So you've got to take it when you can get it.
What did you think about... I thought your defence behind the ball was really good. It forced Geelong to keep kicking the ball short and not going long to their tall. So was that part of the plan to sort of hold them up as much as you can and let them use the ball but not penetrate deep in the forward line?
Well, early they just sort of got a hold of us and they were just getting too many uncontested marks and they could sort of cut through us a bit. So we had a big focus on just trying to quell that and stop the uncontested marks and force them long down the line. And once we got the ball, we're probably playing on a bit too much with the ball. And when we turn it over, we're opening ourselves up. So just to be a bit more composed with the ball and put ourselves in good defensive positions to win the ball back. And it was good coaching and good execution. So I was just pumped for the boys to be able to turn it around.
Tom, Chris Scott made a move at three-quarter time. He put Mark Blitzarves into the ruck. He got a couple of clearances early. Did you think, oh, here we go, the big athletic player that Blitzarves is, he's a handful? What was going through your mind at that stage?
Well, Coxie asked me how I was going at three-quarter time. I said, yeah, man, I'm just pretty rooted. And then Blitz went in there, so I was pumped. He gave me a lesson in the first 5 minutes of that quarter. And I needed to regroup. He's so athletic and he just bounce back onto the ball and he can just run. So I was probably fortunate that my rotation came up and I could regroup and sort of come back later and sort of have some sort of influence. But he took it right up to me in that last quarter and I thought I might have been the one that's going to cost us the game there.
We're talking to Sydney ruckman Tom Hickey after the Swans' dramatic 2-point victory over the Cats. Take us back to before the game though, Tom, because you weren't meant to play not only tonight, but you weren't meant to play for the next 4 or 5 weeks. You missed only one game with a knee injury, what we were led to believe was a posterior cruciate ligament injury, the common ruckman injury. How exactly did you recover so quickly?
I've done it. I've ruptured the PCL, but apparently I've been running like a busted ass for the last 11 years, so I thought what's another couple. So they think I might have potentially done it or some laxity or a partial tear a few years ago, and I was lucky enough that when it did happen, my knee didn't swell up as much, and I already had a fair bit of stability there from what we thought must have been a previous injury. So we were expecting the worst, and we kind of didn't want to put a time frame on it, and I could sort of just keep ticking boxes, and we didn't want to put a time frame on it on the bad side, but either on the good side. So tested on Tuesday and trained on Thursday, and I had to put my hand up and say I was right.
Well done.
Yeah, great. What about Hayden McLean? He's kicked the four goals in a pretty tight game on the scoreboard. But we were just saying he looks like an athletic beast. He's jumping from a standing start upwards. He gets to a height which, was so dangerous. Is that how he plays, a powerful beast like that?
He's super fit and he's super professional. He's a really impressive guy. And like, credit to him, he's had a really good year. Just unfortunately, the best player of all time sort of comes in and takes his spot every now and then when he needs to come back and play. But Joss has been unbelievable for us, and tonight it was just reward for effort. He's been clunking marks at training, and I knew it'd come for him. And he's such a good guy. I was just so pumped that he could have a really positive game and kick some goals.
Tom, we know you've got to go and get into a team meeting. We appreciate you spending a few moments with us after such a dramatic night at the SCG. Huge one next week against the Demons on Saturday night at the MCG. Rest up, and we look forward to seeing you then.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Tom Hickey there, and...